proclamation number 8842 dated the August 21st, 1964. Study does not guarantee spiritual knowledge. It is a broad field which is opened up to you through my word from above. You are penetrating unfamiliar territory. You receive vast and extensive knowledge and can extraordinarily enrich yourselves with spiritual knowledge. Yet this also obliges you to pass it on, for the spiritual knowledge shall brightly shine wherever there are receptive hearts. For that which you receive is truth, even if it will time and again cause offense with those who value their intellect more than spiritual transmissions. However, as long as people are incapable of liberating themselves from traditionally adopted spiritual information, they will not be able to recognize the pure truth either. For whatever is gained by study is dead knowledge if the spirit of people acquiring such knowledge is not awakened. And therefore you will experience the biggest rejection where only the intellect was involved, where I myself was unable to speak. Because I speak to the human being spirit which maintains the bond with the eternal Father Spirit. You will only rarely meet with understanding there, but that should not stop you from speaking on behalf of the only truth, for no human being will be able to disprove it because I myself convey this truth to earth and no one will actually be able to contest my arguments. The fact that people interpret passages of the Bible at their own discretion only reveals their error consistently more clearly. They just don't want to admit to it due to their years of study. Yet of what use is this without the awakening of the Spirit? And how much misconception has it already achieved? And your task is to refute it. To expose all error and offer people the plain truth which they then are indeed more likely to accept than spiritual knowledge which can lay claim to truth. Hence, whatever you undertake in order to convey the information from above to people has my blessing and will certainly achieve its purpose, for many people object to the distorted doctrine and will be happy to have found an agreeable explanation. Yet people who persist in holding on to the knowledge they gained through study will become your enemies, precisely because they lack an awakened spirit. Nevertheless, don't let it disturb you, for you are working on my instructions. You proclaim the truth which alone originates from me, and you will truly surpass their knowledge, for you will be able to explain all those things which preceded the creation of the world and as the human being. And this is really very significant, and you cannot be disproved. They can only reject it as implausible, but they will be enabled to offer a better explanation and reason for their existence on this earth. They will have to admit that they did not learn anything about this even through study. But it was explained to people by me myself. You humans can't possibly imagine that you, who are highly educated, are more privileged than people who are less intelligent when it concerns the achievement of maturity of soul. You cannot possibly depend the maturity of soul on your sharpness of intellect just because you are able to study, if you don't awaken your spirit first. In which case, however, it would have pointed the error out to you. On the other hand, an uneducated mind can achieve spiritual awakening because it only requires love, and this is to be put into practice in order to awaken the spirit to life. And anyone who lifts this love cannot agree with misguided teachings. He will know precisely where error has crept in and will wholeheartedly support the eradication of these misguided teachings. Whether you belong to this or that school of thought, unless you first come spiritually alive, your knowledge will remain dead knowledge which cannot emanate strength to the listeners. This is to be said to all of those who reject my revelations on the basis of their worldly knowledge, which I cannot call otherwise because it was gained by way of study but which does not guarantee truth, which can only be obtained from me, from the primary source of truth. Amen.